Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to share my journey with you today. My journey to the role that I have today is not a traditional one. There was no pretending to be a teacher as a young child, no role play. In fact, growing up in the Northwest as a child, my childhood was very much based outside. Days were spent playing Kirby or off with friends in the woods. Being back at dinner at a set time. No phone to keep in touch, no TV, no computer games, absolutely no fears. The good old days, how I wish our children could live today. Stress-free. When I think back on my childhood, I think of it fondly. I was a bell ringer, Sunday school leader, both roles which many of my friends and I also did as we went to the local church primary school. On a hill, opposite the parish church, just above my grandparents' farm, not unlike the parish of Brockenhurst. What impact did these early experiences have on me, though? Did the community spirit and working with the young children in Sunday school, developing them, acting as a leader, did that start to form my direction in life? Possibly. Moving areas for secondary school due to my dad's new job as an FE leader meant a new start. No friends, no links. Gone was all the security and familiarity that I'd settled with from the early days. I moved from a village to a town, a little bit like the country mouse on a whole new adventure. The fields of my grandparents' farms were replaced with a train line and the M6. More opportunities, but less spirit. A new community, a chance to make a mark. However, despite a new location, despite a complete change, I ended up being a Sunday school leader, again, supporting the youth club, running the church holiday clubs, all merging with a new community. Neither of my parents attended church, certainly not at the time, they did later. So my decision was without pressure or prejudice. By year 9, 13, 14 years old, I was pushing myself to achieve bigger goals. I'd already become a local BMX champion. Don't laugh. Come 8th in Sainsbury's Young Chef of the Year. 30,000, 8th, not too bad. But I still needed to push myself further. So I embarked on my Duke of Edinburgh bronze. That wasn't too bad. It was fine. I then pushed myself further. Through grueling times, I went on and did my gold. Long walks in the Lake District, building sluice gates in the Pennines. And at the age of 19, having gained many, many blisters and a fear of surgical spirit, I was awarded my gold Duke of Edinburgh award by Prince Philip at St. James's Palace. A memory that my family still hold on to. Why was it that I continued to work with others to support their moral development? Was it my purpose? Was it a calling? Or simply that I had a desire to nurture and guide? As the years passed, events in life filtered me to where I am today. At each point, there was a crossroads, and I can link every single choice to the influence of a person. It is in the interactions with others that my life was formed, the impact of those around me. My parents worked in catering, but I found maths and design fascinating and went down more of an academic route. I had a fascinating form tutor and an RE lead who encouraged deep questioning and reflection. Discussion was seen as a good thing. Challenge was seen as a good thing. This led me via A-levels to a theology degree, an opportunity to think, to explore life beyond the utilitarian principles. To focus on topics such as evil and the sin of man, to visit Prague, study the Holocaust, to go to Terezin, to really question our purpose and impact in the world. During this time, I was also teaching swimming lessons and running children's parties at the weekends. Through links and relationships that I formed at this time, I found supportive people who invited me to attend Alpha home study groups, who soon took the role of my family away from home. The interactions with these people were forming my character, feeding my moral soul, At the age of 20, my resilience was tested beyond all compare. My dad became extremely ill. Balancing the final years of my degree with going home at the weekends to see him was tough. Sneaking into Christie's Hospital late on a Friday night, having travelled up the M42, M40 and M6 so that I could spend the smallest amount of time with him, and then driving back tired on a Monday morning for 9 a.m. lectures, pushed my mental and physical resilience and health to all new depths and capacity. By this time, I'd already met my wife-to-be, and thanks to her and the strong relationships around me, I balanced finishing university with bereavement, loss, and relocation. It was during this time that I was drawn to teaching, and I undertook a PGCE. Perhaps my wife, having just completed a 4-year Bachelor of Education degree and studying theology at a teaching college, had a little bit of an impact on my direction. Again, the people in my life deciding where my direction would go. Having completed my PGCE, I then followed Karen, my soon-to-be wife, down south. Being from the true north and a Yorkshireman, that was a big step, and something not many people in the north would understand. Why go south? It's so expensive. I had a car full of belongings, £250, and a room to rent from a university family friend. I was taking a big risk, in the safety of knowing I could always go home. Supply teaching and swimming kept me afloat. Excuse the pun. 25 years on, I do not regret the decision for a moment. To date, taking that step has been the best decision that I ever made. Once I'd been offered a permanent teaching position in Bournemouth, teaching swimming, aquarobics, running swimming galas, I found myself thinking, what next? There was something missing. I had a good job, nice house, beautiful wife. I even find the time to do a sports psychology diploma and go to the gym, the good old days. This was when our lives changed forever and we had our son, Oscar. Suddenly the gap was filled. Karen fulfilled her destiny and became a fantastic mum. And Oscar, our son, who is now a fabulous 12-year-old forming his own character, brought a new dynamic to our family and life. Being a teacher is one thing, but having your own children puts a whole new spin on what you do and how you do things. The nature versus nurture argument returned to my mind. It also helped to have a wife who was a teacher, a sounding board, someone else who understood what daily life in school was about. A safety net. Someone who often stops me making the wrong decisions. It is with this in mind that I arrive here, in Brockenhurst. I came from a large Bournemouth primary, where I had 20 staff, 200 children, more than there are in Brockenhurst School itself. This was a school very similar to where I started my journey, a homecoming. But also, it was the next chapter. The next chapter that would continue to shape me. It was a chance to make a real change, to influence a school and a community, to create a unique setting, dare I say, to leave a legacy behind. I am only too aware that I am just the custodian of the school for now. Others have come before me, and there will be others who follow. I want to add to the school and the community, to leave it in an even better place for the next person, to be part, no matter how small, of a school that is talked about as a place where children are nurtured, supported, cared for, respected, and dare I say loved. Where children are encouraged to question their purpose and moral values. Where the leaders of the future can form the firm foundations of life. I'm very lucky. My job is absolutely brilliant. To work with young minds every day and an amazing team is an absolute blessing. I love it. It's what gets me up in the morning. I am so pleased that at all those crossroads, they have led me here to my destination school to be part of the heart of the community. And I thank you this morning for giving me the time to share my journey and for the continued support you give to the community and the school. We really do appreciate it.